Welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Broadcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danita Evangeline White, and I am the second oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III encourages us to keep the soul winner's fire by spreading the good news of Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Podcast. Number 134. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. As always, it is so good to be with you today to encourage you to witness for Christ, to challenge you to witness for Christ, to exhort you to witness for Christ. And yes, if you will, to motivate you to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ right where you are, to those who are not believers in Christ. Even though we will share some instructions on how to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ from time to time, we believe that most Christians do not need to learn how to witness for the Lord. They just need to go and do it. So our aim is more motivational than instructional. Our soul-winning passage from the Word of God today is 1 Corinthians 1:18, which reads, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God." Allow me to share with you some insights regarding this passage of scripture from David Guzik's commentary on the Bible. He goes on to say in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17, Paul has just declared the idea that the cross could be made of no effect if it were presented with the wisdom of words. Paul now will show why this is true of the cross and the message of the gospel. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. To those who reject the salvation of the cross, the idea of being saved through the work of a crucified man is foolish. The words message of the cross sound kind of noble and religious to our 20th century ears, but in the first century, saying message of the cross was about the same as saying message of the electric chair, except worse. What message does a cruel, humiliating, unrelenting instrument of death have? No wonder it is foolishness to those who are perishing. To us who are being saved, it is the power of God, though it is a strange message and regarded as foolish by the perishing. To those who trust in it and are being saved by it, this message of the cross becomes to them the actual power of God in salvation from hell. There is inherent power in the preaching of the true gospel when it is received with faith. The hearing and trusting of the true gospel will bring the power of God into our lives. Though the word gospel isn't in this verse, it is in the previous verse. For Paul, the message of the cross was the gospel. It was impossible for the apostle to preach the gospel without presenting the message of the cross. So preaching a high moral standard is not preaching the gospel. Preaching the universal fatherhood of God is not preaching the gospel. And preaching the universal brotherhood of man is not preaching the gospel. The gospel is the message of the cross. The cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, dying for our sins, was buried and rose on the third day for our salvation. The verb tenses of our, the verb tenses of our perishing and our being saved are significant. They both describe a work in progress. Each of us is definitely moving in one of those two directions. Our soul winning quote for today is from C.H. Spurgeon. He said, "To be a soul winner is the happiest thing in the world. And with every soul you bring to Jesus Christ, you seem to get a new heaven here upon earth." Our soul winning devotional is part 117 of our series titled What Evangelism Is from Dr. Dave Early and Dr. David Willer. And I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, if you benefit from this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, Evangelism Is: How to Share Jesus with Passion and Confidence. It is available on our website for just $35. Evangelism in the Early Church, Part 4. There are at least five basic characteristics of the New Testament church revealed in Acts 1 through 4. Each of these principles should serve as a foundation for future generations to follow. We looked at the first three characteristics in previous podcasts, and now we will look at the fourth characteristic. The early church possessed a convicting boldness. With this in mind, consider what Scripture says in Acts chapter 4, verses 31 through 33. "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And great grace was upon them all." Obviously, the early believers and the apostles were not afraid to speak the message of Christ with boldness, regardless of the repercussions. This was not, however, a testimony to human brashness that depends upon possessing an aggressive personality. On the contrary, the boldness of the early church was the fruit of a lifestyle of prayer and dependence on the Holy Spirit. The early church was defined not by fancy programs or Hollywood-style presentations, but by relentless power that boldly testified to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Now, beloved, in our next podcast, we will continue looking at evangelism in the early church. Let's pray. Holy Father God, put a fire in our bellies to witness to others. Grant us your courage, your boldness, and the power of your Holy Spirit to witness to others in times like these. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I lovingly encourage you to get to know him today. May I lovingly encourage you to be saved today. Allow me to show you how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin, disobedience. And we die spiritually because of sin if we don't trust Christ as Savior and go to a place called hell to suffer the consequences forever. Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news. I agree. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, keep the soul winners fire.